There's a custom that 30 days before the holiday we start learning about the holiday. And this custom was started in the time of the Beit HaMikdash and it was never cancelled. And it's extremely important that 30 days before the holiday we learn about the halachot, we learn about the how to prepare ourselves. So Baruch Hashem, we had already a few classes how to prepare ourselves mystically. You can find them online, they went already online. Very good classes to mystically know what you need to prepare for Pesach. So now we're going to learn a little bit about halachot, which is very important. There's a lot more to learn. It's the holiday that has, I think, the most halachot to learn before, just because all of the kashering of all the utensils and preparing the house. So we're not going to have much time before Pesach to go through everything, but we'll go through some important things. And we'll see how much we'll be able to do. I also asked in the previous classes to make a vote till what day you want to go. I mean, I'm fine with going till the Thursday before Pesach, but I know a lot of people already left, a lot of people are already busy for Pesach. So if you think you cannot make it in the last week before Pesach, let me know, then we're not going to schedule classes. But anyways, let's start. Ma'ot chitim ve'mivtza matza. There's a minhag. Mekubal b'chol Yisrael, shechol kila v'kila gova mechavereha ma'ot chitim lepesach. It's a minhag that every congregation and every kehila, they gather certain money. They collect money. And this is called ma'ot chitim. And usually the rabbi will collect it or the gabbai of the shul. But they collect amount of money. And this is called Ma'ot Chitim, and this is given כדי לחלקם לעניי העיר עבור קניית המסות. And this is given to the poor people of the city to buy matzot. We have a fund like that. If you know anyone who needs, let me know, because I have a fund for Ma'ot Chitim. And if you want to participate, then let me know also. But we have a couple dozen families here in Tzfat that we support. So if you know anyone that needs money for matzot or for wine, or for food, then you can let me know personally. What happens if you have a fund and you gave it out before Pesach and then after Pesach you have some extras? Then you spread it out throughout the poor people for the rest of the things they need for the holiday. Now today is Rosh Chodesh. So we start a few things today on Rosh Chodesh. And one of them, Bechol Rosh Chodesh. Bechol Chodesh Nisan En Omrim Tachanun. So I know for many people it's a very happy month because we don't have to say Tachanun now. We just saved ourselves half an hour of prayers every day. So for some people it's a very happy day. When you tell them no Tachanun, I saved 3 minutes on my prayer today. So the whole month of Nisan, we don't say Tachanun. We don't say La Manzeach Ya'ancha. This can be found in some of the Sidurim. Not all the Sidurim do that. And also, we don't say Kelel Chapaim on Mondays and Thursday. For the ones who pray Shacharit, if you notice that on Monday and Thursday, when we take the Sefer Torah out, then we add another whole addition for Monday and Thursday, and that is a long part of the Tachanun. So that we also don't say. We also don't say Ava Rachamim v'tzidkatcha on Shabbos. And if you pray Mincha on Shabbos, we say v'tzidkatcha after Shmona Esrei and during Shacharit, we say Ava Rachamim. All these things usually we do during the week. We say Tachanun. On the month of Nisan, we don't say Tachanun. And this is including also Sfirah, Kriyat Shema Alamita. There's a part where we say Tachanun. On Nisan, we don't say that. En mit'anim bechol chodesh Nisan. We do not fast at all during the month of Nisan. Aval bechorim mit'anim be'erev Pesach. Whoever is a bechor, who is a firstborn, does fast on Pesach. This is for men, not for women. V'chatan v'kala mit'anim b'yom chupatam. Anyone who gets married during the month of Nisan does fast on the day of their chupa. Afilu b'rosh chodesh. Afilu avalo beisru chag. What happens if they do get married today on a Rosh Chodesh? They still fast, which is usually not custom to fast. Avalo beisru chag, the only time you don't fast if you're a chatan and a kala is on isru chag, the day after Pesach. We have another minhag. We talked about it last week, and we talked about it during Shabbat. Noagim miRosh Chodesh velach likro achei tefilat shacharit parashat Hanasi. Sheikriv oto yom. Some congregations, they have the minhag, the custom, to read after shacharit the paragraph, the part from the weekly portion that is called Hanasi. And we spoke about it last week, but just to remind that in Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the inauguration of the Mishkan. And every day, one of the Nesiim, one of the presidents, the leaders of each tribe, they brought a sacrifice, and they brought presents, and there was a whole ceremony. So we have the minhag that we read that portion from the Torah every day, every Rosh Chodesh, then on second day of Nisan, the third day of Nisan, till the 13th day of Nisan. We spoke about the spiritual part of it, because that was last class. Some of you were not here. We spoke about how each one of us has a connection to a certain tribe, and we're all interconnected in some way or another. So every day that we read it, we affect a certain part of our neshama that is connected to one of the tribes. So spiritually, it's a very uplifting thing. The Arizal actually explains the connection, how when you read it, you elevate a piece of your neshama that is connected, even if it's not from your tribe, we're all connected to one of the tribes, you're elevating a piece of your neshama. If you see, in some of the sidurim, we say a certain Yehi Ratzon, and we say, Im ani mishevet so and so, if I'm from this tribe, we spoke about it on Sunday, and we mentioned how the Arizal says that we don't know from which tribes we are. So, spiritually, it's a very important thing to do. If you don't have it in your Sidur and you want to do it, you can probably find many Sidurim that do have it. So every day we read one portion of the weekly portion from the Nesim. And on the 13th day, we read a portion that is called Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach. And this is again from the time of the inauguration of the Tabernacle. Another thing, אחר אמירת הנשיא אומרים מרצון הנתבס בסידור, וגם כהנים ולווים אומרים זאת. This is another thing, it's a custom, you don't have to do it. Like I told you, it's just good for, it's spiritually, it's a very special thing. We read a certain יהי רצון. And again, you can find it in some of the סידורים. If you don't have it, then the סידור of the נוסח of the Arizal, he has it. Spiritually, it's a very powerful thing for our neshama. בכלל, we're going to learn today in the class about חודש ניסן, all sorts of special powers that the month of Nisan has, and we're going to more understand the reason why we do that. Another thing we do in the month of Nisan, Hayotze beyamei Nisan v'roi lanot. Anyone who goes out to the fields and see a beautiful tree, a tree that gives fruit, that they start blooming in the month of Nisan. Hamotzi perach, tzarich levarech. We have a certain bracha that we say. It's called Birkat Ha'ilanot. And the bracha that we say is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Chisar Baolamo Klum Uvara Bo Briyot Tovot Veilanot Tovot Leinot Behem Bnei Adam. It's a special bracha that we say. I know it's a very simple thing and it sounds like a very mundane thing, where there are congregations that they create a whole thing around it, and they go to a field or forest or to a moshav, or they go out and they make a whole thing and they read Tehillim and they do a very special thing around it. If you don't join such a congregation, just find a tree that bears fruit, that has new flowers. And, excuse me? Yeah. And you wanna make sure that it has already flowers. Now it's a little bit cold. Not all the trees bring out flowers. And it's a very special mitzvah. En mevarchim bracha zo ela lenot ma'achal. It's very important to make sure that you're making the bracha on a tree that bears fruit that you can eat. You cannot do it on a tree that doesn't have fruit that you don't eat. ולא לנוצרה, כן, not on trees, they don't have any fruit at all. המדקדקים מקפידים לברך על שתי אילנות המוציאים פרחים. The ones who are very particular, they make sure that they say the bracha on two trees. Exactly what you just said. בדיעבד יכול לברך גם כשיש רק אילן אחד. After the fact, if there's only one tree, it's also fine. But the ones who are taking it an extra step, that's why I said that some congregation, they go to a field or to a moshav, that there's a lot of trees. If you're stuck and the time ran out, then you only found one tree, that's also good, that's b'di'eved. But milchatchila, you want to find a place that has two trees, that you want to see a little bit of the flowers blooming, and it must be a tree that bears fruit. And we spoke about it last week, I don't want to repeat again, but in Nisan there's a certain power, the power of what's called hitchadshut, of rebirth. And it affects the entire year. That's something we're going to talk about in the class later on about Nisan. We spoke about it 2 weeks ago in the class about Adar, how Adar is the last month of the year. Because the Nisan, biblically, that's the Rosh Hashanah, that's the first month of the year. And mystically, we explained that in the previous class also, that there's a contradiction, there's a machloket, a fight, an argument in the Gemara, what month the year was created. And there's two opinions. One opinion says that the world was created in Tishrei, and the other opinion says the world was created in Nisan. Comes the Rizal and says, no, there's no contradiction, they're both right. The physical part of the world was created in Tishrei, but the neshama, the soul of the world, was created in Nisan. So the month of Nisan is not only that it's Rosh Hashanah l'Chodeshim, it's the head of the year of for the month, but it has the power in it. We know that it's called Rosh Hashanah, not Chilat Hashanah. Like today it's called Rosh Chodesh, it's not called Chilat HaChodesh. Chilat should have been called Chilat HaChodesh, the beginning of the month. Or Chilat HaShanah, the beginning of the year. But it's called Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month, the head of the year, because everything is included in the head. So, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or any of the Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month is including, the entire month is included in that day. So the first day of Nisan, it's the head of all the month, of all the entire year, hasn't it a very special power of rebirth that in the month of Nisan I can tap into and rejuvenate and take this power of growth from the power of the month that takes me through the entire year. That's another reason, one out of many, why we do say this Parashat Anasi is, I don't want to repeat it from the previous class, but it's important that you know, the Rizal explains that every day that I read the Parsha of the Nasi, it arouses, it ignites a certain nitzotz, a spark in my neshama that is connected to one of the tribes. Also, because the month of Nisan is the first month of the biblical calendar, then every day that I read the Nasi, I'm basically blessing and enlightening and giving power to every month of the year. So Aleph Nisan will correspond to the month of Nisan, Bet Nisan will be ready for Iyar, Gimel Nisan will be for Sivan, and so forth. So the 14th days in the beginning of the month of Nisan are very, very powerful. That we're going to talk about it in the next class, but you want to make sure that the first 14 days of Nisan you are focused on the right thing, that you're going to be able to benefit from each day of the month, and that will take you for the entire year, Bezrat Hashem. So we don't have this minhag yet, but maybe we should. I know I have a friend who has a congregation, and he takes everybody on a bus, and they go to one of the yeshuvim here in the north, and they go to what's called a matah, a place where they have a lot of trees that they start bearing fruit and flowers in Nisan. They make a whole thing out of it. So maybe we should also initiate something like that. Get a hop on a van and go. But if we don't do that, then just know that you should find yourself excuse me? Yeah? So maybe you'll invite us and we'll do a... a whole thing out of it. But you have a question?
There's a phenomenon that's happening right now. The storks are flying in thousands.
Wow.
Up there.
Right now in the sky?
Right now.
You can see it? They're migrating now. They're coming back. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful. There is a place here in Emek Achula where they have all the birds pass there. It's beautiful. They used to take us in field trips in school. We used to go there and see thousands. For whatever reason, that's where they pass. So Bezrat Hashem, try not to miss this special bracha of Birkat HaIlanot. Next, Shabbat HaGadol. Next Shabbat is going to be Shabbat HaGadol. The Shabbat Shlifnei Pesach Nikra Shabbat HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach, which will be not this coming Shabbat, the following Shabbat, is called Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Shabbat. Lefi she'nasa bo nes gadol. Why? Because a very big miracle happened on that Shabbat. Pesach Mitzrayim haya mikro ba'asiri b'nisan. Pesach in Mitzrayim it happened on the 10th day of Nisan. And that day was Shabbat. We learned about it last class about the Korban Pesach, how they were commanded about the Korban Pesach on the first day of Nisan. And on the 10th day of Nisan, that's when they took the Korban Pesach and tied it to the bed. And that day was the Shabbat in that year. The Egyptians asked them, "What are you doing? Why are you taking our gods and you're tying them to your beds?" Anu lehem bnei Israel, the Jews answered, "Zevach Pesach hu Lashem." This is our sacrifice now that we're going to sacrifice to our God. Sheyaharog bechorei Mitzrayim, and the plague is going to be that Hashem is going to kill all the firstborns of Egypt. So the miracle was, first of all, they didn't kill them because the sheep and the goats were their idols, and they took the sheep and they tied them to the bed. And when the Egyptians came to ask them, "What are you doing?" They told them, "We're going to kill it in 4 days and we're going to sacrifice it to our God." So the first miracle that they didn't kill them. The second miracle was, Halchu abechorim la'avotehem, the firstborns went to their fathers and they all gathered together and they went to Paro, levaksham ki yishlachu et Yisrael le'Mitzrayim. They said, "Hey, we're firstborns, let them go. If not, we're going to die." V'kshelo ratzo, what happened when Paro says, "Go away, I don't want to"? The firstborns of the Egyptians, they made a war against Paro and they killed a lot of his soldiers and a lot of the Egyptians. And that's why we read in the book of Tehillim, Lemakem Mitzrayim Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem. If you notice that, we read it in one of the chapters, 126. We say a pasuk, Makem Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem, that he hit the Egyptians with their own firstborns. Shakadosh Baruch Hu hikah et ha-Mitzrim al-yedei bechoreihem, v'kavu nes zeh b'Shabbat. And after, there was a big miracle. First of all, they didn't kill them. Second of all, they themselves initiated a war and they fought amongst themselves. So they made a miracle out of that. This was on the Shabbat, before they went out of Mitzrayim, l'zikaron l'dorot, for a memory for the rest of the generations, and they call it Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Shabbat. There are other miracles in there. Shabbat HaGadol shechar be'erev Pesach maftirim ba ve'arva. If Shabbat HaGadol is celebrated, that Motzai Shabbat is already Pesach, then we read a different Haftarah. This year we don't have it. We read the Haftarah that we read at the same time, at the usual time. V'imchal Shabbat HaGadol b'yamim shelifnei erev Pesach maftirim ba haftarat ha-shavua. Like I said, we read the regular haftarah of the week. Noagim shebeshabbat HaGadol im eno erev Pesach doresh chacham lifnei ha-kahal. If it's a Shabbat that is preceding couple days before Pesach, we have the custom that usually the rabbi of the shul, the congregation, will teach a lot of halachot for Pesach to be able to prepare. בשבת הגדול אחרי תפילת מנחה אומרים בנוסח ההגדה מעבדים היינו עד לכפר על כל עוונותינו. There's a minhag that after praying mincha, and this is good for women too, is we read a big portion of the Haggadah. לפי שבשבת זו הייתה התחלת הגאולה והניסים. Why? Because on this Shabbat started the Geula. So wherever you are, it's a good minhag to do it. This is not halacha, you're not obligated, but it's a very good thing to start already reading the Haggadah from the part where it says Avadim Ainu till the part that it says Chaper al Avonotenu. It's right before we wash for bread. En omrim Vayinoam, on this Shabbat we do not say Vayinoam en Motzei Shabbat v'ata kadosh. Some congregations, some nosachim, they have the custom of saying Vayinoam and v'ata kadosh in Havdalah. We don't say that. Im chal pesach v'echad me'eme achol, aval im chal pesach v'yom ha-shabbat shelacharav minagenu l'omram. If it's done like this year, that Shabbat we're going to celebrate and then Pesach is on Monday night, then you don't say that. I mean, you do say that if Shabbos is Motzei Shabbat, that's when you don't say that. Excuse me? No, this year Pesach is on Monday. What I was saying, if Pesach is during the week, then we do say that. You do not say Ve'inoam Ve'ata Kadosh when Pesach is in Motzei Shabbat. Because we do Havdalah during the Kiddush of the Seder. That's if Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbat. This year it falls on Monday, we don't have that issue.